Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
There's no one.
unselfishly died on Calvary. Oh, how you gave your life for me. Bruised, scorned, crowned your head with thorns. No greater love performed for me. Nailed in your hands, nailed in your feet, pierced in your side, could barely breathe. Could have came down, yet you remain standing in awe of the price you paid. I never knew of a love so true.
You gave your life and still I hurt you. Lost so many times to find you again.
But I repent, forgive me for my sins.
You played it all.
I give up everything that's not pleasing in your sight, so I can have everlasting life.
I never knew of love so true.
You gave your life.
You gave
but
your life.
Still I hurt you.
Still I hurt you.
So many times
I crucified you. Forgive me for my sin.
Put your phone down. Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe. Now I can see that wonders are still what you do. And bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, 'cause we need a move. We need a move.
Let me do that verse again, baby.
And bodies are still being raised.
healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. 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 Heaven is coming.
Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Apostle Elect Daniel Douglas, along with none other than Pastor Elect Kashima Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, strengthen you through the Word of God is what we do on a day-to-day basis. We thank you guys so very much for tuning in and partnering up with us, as you guys do every day. And let us make it a disclaimer to you right now. We appreciate you for everything that you do, all of the likes and the shares, all of the thank yous, all of the we're doing a good job. We appreciate those so very much, and we love you guys so much. We thank you guys so much. We love you so much. Ask you guys continue to pray for us as we continue to pray for you guys. And again, today is our Testimony Tuesday. We're just excited about what the Lord has to say on this morning. We're just excited about what the Lord has to say on this morning. Listen, guys, as always, before we go any further, let us go into effectual fervent prayer. Let us talk to the Lord, and we'll have our scripture, for this morning. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you in the presence of your great anointing, your great power, God, on this morning. God, we thank you for the Spirit, God. We thank you for the Spirit that made it right, God. We thank you for all things being made well, God. We thank you for those that are under the sound of this great voice, which is yours on this morning, God. God, we thank you right now, God, for all things being made well, God, in this atmosphere, in this situation, God. We thank you for those that have come, God, seeking, God, for a elevation, a strength, a power, Lord, a hand to get up out of the muck and mire clay, God, a word that would soothe their heart, God, a word that would soothe their mind, a word that would cease, God, the noisome pestilence, God, God, that would give them the strength to say, what must I do to be saved? To give them the strength to say that I can continue on in the fight. The strength to say that I know that all things are working together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Father, we thank you, God, right now, God, for those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. God, we pray that you would bring them closer to you today, God. God, clothe them in righteousness right now. Clothe their mind in peace. Clothe their heart, God, in joy. Clothe, God, their walk with you, God, in your word, God, that they be able to do what you have called them to do. God, don't let them get weary in well-doing, but Lord, to ask them to continue to fight the good fight of faith and continue to be the strength of their life. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. And the body of Christ said, amen. You'll find us this morning in a passage of scripture that I believe will bless us on this morning, that will bless us on this morning. It's in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 13. Ecclesiastes 12, chapter number 13. He says, now everything has been heard, so I give my final advice. Honor God, obey his commandments, because this is all people must do. This is all people must do. This all people must do. This all people must do. Amen. Listen, guys, as always, we just thank God for the opportunity to come and to share with you like we do on a day-to-day basis. We want you to know that we're just excited about what God has to say every day that we get on here, every opportunity that we get to come on and share with you guys. And we want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries that are listening in and partnering up with us. We thank you so much. We thank you so much. We thank you so much. God bless you is our earnest prayer. God bless you. God, we want God to continue to put his hands of mercy and grace, not just on you, not just around you. We want God's grace to be fortified in it. We want God's grace to be a continual force that is in your life and on your life, that when the enemy comes against you like a flood, that you will have a standard built up against him. We want to make sure that we let those people that are know that you guys, all of our apostles and missionaries, all of our lay ministers and pastors that are out in those rural countries right now that is doing the work, building the kingdom. We thank God for you. We thank God for you. We're constantly and consistently praying for you. We're asking God to continue to move by his power and by his strength as you present Jesus Christ. And we understand and know that there are so many things that is going on in those countries and right here in some parts of our United States as well. We know that there are some things that are going on, but we want to preach this gospel, unadulterated, uncompromisable gospel, that Jesus may be seen, heard, and felt in the earth. It is time, and we thank God for you. We ask you that you don't take your banner down. My grandmother, when we were kids, we used to sing a song said, I'm going to hold up the bloodstained banner until I die. That is my heartfelt desire on this morning. Keep the bloodstained banner up. Keep on fighting the good fight of faith. Continue to call on his name. Continue to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. We just got to learn how to lean and depend and trust in him, because it is in him we live. It's in him we breathe. It's in him we have our being. So we thank God for you. We thank God for you. And those of you all that are giving your life, know that you're not giving your life in vain. This warfare, this fight that you are in right now, know that God is keeping you. God is going to protect you. God's hand of mercy and grace is going to be on your life. So continue to trust in the Lord. He will do just what he said he's going to do. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. He's not going to leave you He's not going to leave you in a place to where you're not going to be able to make it through. He's going to be right there with you the whole entire time. So just continue to trust in him, for he is there for you, amen? So let us acknowledge our countries this morning. We have the United States, we have Canada, We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Zimbabwe. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Russia. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Mexico. And we have the United Kingdom. Thank you guys so very much for partnering up with us and being a part of what God is doing. We ask that you continue to support. Remember to call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connections Testimony Tuesday is on the air. Please, please, man, please, sir, please continue to tune in. Continue to tune in. I believe God has a word for you today. I believe there's a word that God will speak today into your hearing that will give you a shift, to give you that elevation that you need on this morning. Amen. God bless you. We're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Your hand holding me. How could I live without you? I could not see. Lord, what would I do with life, and where would I go? Oh my, how would I handle things? All that
heart, everybody, to say, gotta mean it from your heart.
Not another day, not another moment, no. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for continuing to listen in and partner up with us on this morning. We're just excited. We're just excited about what God has to say every day here on the broadcast, to just have his word come to life for us, to inspire your life every single day that we're here on the broadcast. We're going to stay in the vein of Ecclesiastes this morning. We read Ecclesiastes 12 for our morning reading of verses this morning. I want to read to you a passage of scripture that many of you have probably heard in your hearing before. But I want to share a word of shift. I want to share for you a word of shift on this morning. We'll be reading from the King James Version of the passage of scripture this morning. And it reads like this. It reads like this. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. We'll read that again. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Father, I pray that you would take the reins of what you have shared with me to share with the people. Father, I pray today, God, that as I begin to dissect this word, God, that I would dissect it in a way, God, that you are edified, the devil is terrified, and the people of God are edified. Lord, edify their thinking, edify their trust, edify their belief, edify their understanding, edify, God, every portion of who they are. Let them not be weary in well-doing. God, don't let them faint in the fight. Father, let your word be not only life, but Lord, let it be life more abundantly. God, as they partake of your word on today, I pray, Father God, God, that the strength and life and health, God, that you will go in, God, and move by your power and by your strength. And don't let them be weary in well-doing. Father, they will reap if they faint not. God, let them know, God, God, that they shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And their strength shall be renewed if they just trust in you today. Father, and I thank you in advance, God, for what you're about to say to the people. God, I pray now, God, that you would take this old wretched man of clay, God, and hide him behind the cross. God, that as his words come out of his mouth, it don't be of himself, Father God, but it be for the glory of your kingdom and to glorify your cross that you had died on for our sins and our transgressions. Father, I pray today, God, that you will work the work inside of me, that I may be able to live this thing out. God, as I preach this thing on this morning, as I share this word on this morning with these, your people. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, we pray. Amen Amen and amen. Ecclesiastes 3:1 is the prelude to a host of situations and circumstances that happens in life. So there's a time and a season for everything under the sun. He said there's a time and a season for every purpose under the heavens. He said there's a time and a season. There's a reason why we go through what we go through. Ecclesiastes gives us the understanding that even though we may be going through something, we have to trust that God will bring us to the other side. We have to trust God that even in the midst of what it looked like on the surface, because sometimes we can be surface dwellers when it comes to being Christians. We can be surface. We can be shallow. We can be, I'm just trying to help somebody. I'm not trying to make anybody angry, but I want to just give y'all some strength. Sometimes we can be surface dwellers. Sometimes we could ride the pine. We could ride the pine. Sometimes we could ride the bench. You know, we supposed to be a key player in the fight. We supposed to be a key player in the game. But we didn't got so used to just riding the pine, and when real storms, when the clutch of the game really start, we gotta get out there and perform. And because we have been riding the pine for so long, because we've been riding the bench for so long, because we've been a bench warmer all these long months, it gets kind of hard for us to kind of get into the flow of it. You know, we show up for practice. You know how it is. We show up for practice, but we really don't practice. We just get out there and shoot the ball up a little bit. We hit a couple of we bat a couple of balls out into the outer field, but we really don't put no effort into it. We go in the gym, but we really don't do nothing in the gym. We just go in on and we just go on in the gym, and we get on the treadmill for about 10 minutes, or we'll hit the weights for about 5 minutes. We really don't put no effort in it. We can become so at ease in Zion. We can become so relaxed. We can get to the point to where we're folding our hands and we're closing our eyes and kicking up of our feet, and we get all relaxed, and we forget that there is a storm out on the ocean. And it's moving, come on here, this old way. And if your soul's not, come on, somebody help me preach this morning. If your soul's not anchored, you will surely, come on here, drift away. I just stopped by this morning to let you know that you can't get weary in your well-doing. You can't get used to being in that same spot. You can't get used to riding the pine, because there is a storm that's going to come. And you've got to be prepared for the storm. And as we read Ecclesiastes 3:1, it gives us the understanding. It gives us the understanding that in this life, we will run into some things, and we will run into some situations. You know, there's a time to live, and there's a time to die. There's a time to gather stones. There's time to cast stones away. I'm just going through some of them. It's a time for weeping, and it's a time for laughing. It's a time and a season for everything. But see, the thing that we don't realize is sometimes we be in a season for too long because we haven't been practicing. We haven't been practicing what we preach. Come here, Barry White. You know how it is. Practice what you preach. You got to learn how to practice. Come on here. You got to be practical in what you do when you live for the Lord. You got to be practical. There got to be some things that already injected in your life, and you got to know how to ride that thing out. You got to know how to trust him even when you can't trace him. You got to learn how to be, watch this here, attentive to his will and attentive to his way, because in the sight, ladies and gentlemen, in the journey, while we're going through the storms of life, while we're going through the good side, there is going to always be a bad side. There's going to be some things that's going to happen in our life, and we got to be prepared for it. We can't be caught off guard, ladies and gentlemen. This is why it's so important that we learn how to fast and pray more than just on the beginning of the year. Hello, lights and walls. I don't know who needs to hear this morning, but you got to fast longer than just 2 or 3 days. Come on. You got to learn how to do a fast more than just a Daniel fast. You know, you got to learn how to do a fast more than 6 to 6. Come on. You got to learn how to come here and just sit down and let's talk. You got to learn how to get into the presence of the Lord and begin to tell about Sakato. Learn how to talk to him. Even though your situation may look bad, you got to learn how some things, the Bible says, only come out through fasting and praying. You got to learn how to get into the presence. You got to, my God, I feel this thing all down inside of me right now. You got to learn how to get into his presence and talk to him and say, God, it's for you I live. It's for you I die. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You got to learn, you got to learn how to put it into a place to no matter what the issue may be seeking, however he may be feeling, however he may be coming. See, we got to get to the place. We got to get to the place where we understand that, see, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And see, where you think that he has relaxed his attack, who am I preaching this word to on this morning? You got to learn that he's not relaxing his attack. He's actually repositioning himself. God, help me right up in this place right here. You got to learn how to move when you see the enemy move. You got to learn how to get into position like he get in position. You can't get relaxed to the point to where you let your guard down and you get, you get ambushed. You get hoodwinked. Come on here. You get bamboozled. You get run amok. You get took for a ride. You get come on here and preach, man, preach. You can't get used to it. You can't get all worked up and lose your prayer life. You can't, you can't get all stuck on the situation and not understand that even in this, it's a season. It's a season. My question to you this morning, if I could ask this question for you all that under the sound of my voice this morning, I'm going to ask you a real simple question. It's not complicated. It's not difficult. I want to ask you a question. What season are you in? Hello. Hello. Good morning. How you doing? God bless you. Real good is our prayer. We ask that God continue to put his hand of mercy and grace on you. And we ask that he continue to put his face to shine upon you. I just got to ask you that question. Do you know what season you're in. Because what happens, ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and my sisters, my friends, my frenemies, my homies, and my homettes, listen to me very carefully. We can get stuck in a season that we don't even belong in. My God, this morning you're working the text. You can get stuck in a season that you don't belong in. As you read the text, the text begins to break it down. It says there's a time and a season for everything and every purpose under the sun. And then it goes into, it talks about how it's a time to live and a time to die. It's a time to cry. See, we can get so caught up in the time to live, and we forget that there is a season of dying. We can get so stuck in the time of living, and we can forget that there is a time to die. My God, today, who am I helping this morning? We can get so used to being on top of the world and get so used to being in this high place, and we can forget that there is going to be a season where folk gonna run your name through the world. Lord, you gonna mess these people up. We can get so used to living good, and when the job plays out, and the bills come coming, and the money looks funny, God help me, and baby need a new pair of shoes, and mama need a new dress, and come on, kid, baby needs some formula, I need some pampers, come on, you get so caught up in the high side. And forget, this scripture blessed my whole soul. I heard this scripture when I was a young man. I'm an old man now, and it's starting to make more sense to me now. It says, a man who do not leave an inheritance for his father, I'm for his children, is worse than an infidel. I started to think in my mind when I first heard it, I said, them some really harsh words. Them some real piercing words. But God said, listen to what it says. He said, a man who don't leave an inheritance for his son is worse than an infidel. I said, okay, God, I hear you, but you got to break it down for your boy, because you know sometimes your boy is a little slow. I don't catch on too quick. Y'all, you see, God's word sometimes so big that he needs to break it down to elementary level for me, because I'll mess around and I'll mess something up. But watch what he said. Watch what he said to me. Watch the revelation. He said, it's not the fact that the man is an infidel. It's not the fact that he didn't leave an inheritance. It's the fact that he got stuck. It's the fact that he got stuck. He got used to being in that spot. He got used to being, and he did not take into consideration that there was going to be a season of salmon. Come over here and let me help you real quick. You got to learn how to trust God in season of harvest, and you got to learn how to trust him in a season of salmon. If you learn how to work in both areas, when the time when things start to get a little weary, Paul said it like this. He said, I've been in plenty and I've been in want. But see, what I won't do is I won't let nobody in know that I've been doing. Because watch that. I learned how to bless the Lord in both seasons. Come on. Some of you all that's under the sound of my voice this morning, you need to hear that even though that season that you're in is a little bit difficult, you still got to learn how to bless the Lord at all times. His praises have got to continually be in your mouth. Your soul has got to make a boast in the Lord. And the humble, that's the ones that sing around you, will hear that up and be glad. And they'll say, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. You got to get to a place. Good God from Zion. When all you got to do is learn how to operate Walk, trust God in these seasons. Because what we wind up doing, ladies and gentlemen, we'll miss it. Not intentionally, it's never intentional. It's never intentional that we miss it. But our walk can sometimes become a little weary. Our trust in him can sometimes fade. Our belief system can sometimes be compromised. Our ability to see him in his full glory can sometimes be distorted. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with you because I done been there myself, that you can see him in the far distance. But you know what you like, you got to be like Peter. When he was on the boat, he saw him from a far distance. But you got to learn how to train your eyes. God, help him out. Right up in this section right here. To know that just because everybody else's vision of him has a distorted look, just because everybody else's vision hasn't focused right, here Peter is looking out on the water and he sees Jesus walking. Oh, God, help them right in here. You see Jesus walking up. Everybody said they perceived him to be a ghost. But Peter said, Lord, give it me you. See, sometimes you got to work on it. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, you got to learn how to work on it. Good God from Zion. He said, give it me you. God, be tall here and let me help you with working on a if you try, help me right in this little section right here. It got about 5 or 6 people who need to hear this morning. If you learn how to operate in your gifts, when the enemy comes, you can say, if it be you, Lord, show me. If it be your will, Lord, let me go through it. If come on here, if I gotta go through it, Lord, I just gotta go through it. Lord, if I'm going to have to ride through this sickness, God, you just don't have to be with me. If I'm going to have to be broke this season, Lord, you don't have to be with me. You got to learn how shit, shut up. Look, because you got to learn how to operate in your wills. Is it you? If you bid me to come, see, a miracle happened based on the if. Oh, and see, everybody, when they hear that, they say, well, Peter messed around them and started sinking. Well, what did the if do then? The if caused God, Jesus, the Son of God, the Word made flesh, come to him. Because he operated on the if. It's all in how you interpret the story, baby. You come here and, oh, Lord, I'm going to use it and mess these people up. It all depends on how you interpret the story, baby. See, y'all looked at it like Peter gave up. Peter took his eyes off of God. But see, if Peter wouldn't have gone with him, if Peter wouldn't have walked on the water, he wouldn't have knew that if I lose hope, if I fall, if I stumble, if I come here and let's talk about the if sector, if I lose hope, if I fall, if I choke into a situation to where I don't understand, the God that I serve will come and he will reach down and pull me up out of the water. We got to get used. Oh, hello. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to bless you. I'm trying to give you some hope. Oh, God, I'm trying to give you some hope this morning. You got to understand something, baby. See, it all started with Ecclesiastes 3:1. The seasons, everything, every purpose under the heaven. There's a time and a season for every purpose. Everything and every purpose under the heaven. There's a time and a season. We got to learn that even though our condition may not always be favorable. Oh, who am I preaching to this morning? Your time and your season may not be favorable. Things may not be working out like you want it. Heaven may not hear your whole cry right now. You may feel like heaven is not hearing your whole cry right now. You may feel like the sickness is getting a little bit too much to bear. You may feel like that the place of stumble and your place of hurt and pain and your place of discomfort is getting so to the point to where you're losing hope. But I stopped by this morning to tell you that even in the midst of this, God, yes, God will. God will do just what he said he would do. Only thing we got to do is learn how to look at the situation and say, God, I'm going to trust you. In the midst of everything, I've gotten to the point now in this season of my life that I have to be honest with you. I don't have time to waste on negativity. Don't have time to waste on innuendos. I don't have time to waste on people making up stories and talking about me and running my name through the mud. If you're going to do it, baby, you're going to do it. If you're going to say it, you're going to say it. If you're going to walk out my life, baby, just walk out my life. Please just do it quietly. If you're not going to have nothing to do with me, please just do it quietly. Just keep all of that to yourself. Keep all the negativity to yourself. Come on, let me help you. Let me help you. Let me help you. Let me help you. Let me help you with those that's under the sound of my voice. This is a season. This is a season. See, this is a season of silence. Preacher, who you preaching to this morning that need to hear this? This is a season of silence. Oh, my God. This is a season of silence. You see, we have to learn how to let God fight our battles for us. We have to learn how to let God speak for us. He said, you have no need to fight in this battle. He said, you don't have, in other words, basically what he's saying is you're going to get dressed for the fight, but you ain't going to have to fight. Come on. See, this is the revelation I want y'all to get. If y'all don't get nothing, if y'all don't get nothing out of this message this morning, I want you to get this. This is what I want you to get. I want you to get this. I want you to get this into your inner hearing. I want you to get this into your inner spirit, into your inner man. Get this into your inner man. The Bible tells us in Ephesians, it talks about, in the book of Ephesians, it talks about the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, the shield, the sword, and it talks about the preparation of your feet with the gospel of Jesus Christ, of Christ, right? It talks about all that. It's a preparation of the gospel, right? This is what it says. It says all that to us, okay? Now, watch this here. Why would God tell us that we don't have a need? But in Ecclesiastes, he tells us, to get dressed. I'm going to say that again because somebody, y'all encourage him. He says in the Old Testament, he says, you have no need to fight in this battle. But then he talks in the New Testament, he tells us to put on the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, sword, shield, shoes, preparation with the gospel, and then he says, gird your loins about the truth. I forgot that part. But listen, but then he tells us in the Old Testament, he says, we do not need to fight in this battle. Why would he tell us to get dressed? It's not because we got the fight. It's in the fight that all the things that's going on around us, we have to gird up our mind, because watch this. It's not the intent, it's not the battle, it's the intensity of the battle. He's fighting the battle for us, but our humanity, our commonality, our manhood, our womanhood want us to get out there and start fighting. But God says, if you gird your mind up, this won't bother you. If you gird, if you put it over your heart, if you put this breastplate over your heart, when they come for your heart, they ain't gonna damage your heart. If you get the sword of faith, in other words, to cut down all of the innuendos and words that they're saying, when you see them coming, you're just cutting them down. You're really not even fighting. All the thing you're doing is just swinging a sword. And then he said, when they shoot at you, it just in case they shoot at you, and you can't, and you can catch one of them. You can catch it with your shield. You can catch it with your shield. And see, with that shield, that shield of faith will get guard you. And that sword, which is the word, you can cut down their words with the word. You get me what I'm talking about? And then when you got to walk away from them, you can walk in peace because your shoes liberated with the gospel. And watch this. Your loins are girded about with truth, because you know the truth of the matter is they really wasn't for you in the beginning. I just thought I'd give you the revelation. Because a lot of times what happens is, because we are so caught up in the issues and circumstances of life, ladies, shine on my side. We're so caught up in the revelation of life, we don't get the revelation of the word. Let me tell you something. We got to learn, come here and let's have a real good conversation. Stop trying to get the revelation about life and start getting the revelation about the word. See, if you get the revelation about the word, the revelation about life won't even matter no more. See, we try. See, this is where my problem is. This is where my problem is. We try to introduce our problems to God. God already knows. We just need to introduce our God to our problems. Come here. Let me bless you to your blessed place. Bless you to your purpose. God, to your destiny right quick. You got to stop worrying about how people think. You got to stop worrying about how people feel. You got to stop worrying about how people just going to say what they're going to say. See, this is what I'm learning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm learning this every single day of my life. Every situation and circumstance is not for me to respond to. Hello. It's going to be all right. Yeah, I'm going to be all right. It's going to be, baby, I'm going to be all right. You got to learn how to see your situation and say, okay, God, if you be for me, who can be against me? If you stepping in, if you stepping in, you bringing your power. You bring in your hands of protection. You bring in, oh God, help me. You bring in your standard. You bring in your peace. You bring in your joy. If I learn how to introduce my God into my situation, introduce God into your marriage. Introduce God into your business. Inject God into your walk. Inject God into your work, into your job. Inject your God into your children's life. You ain't got to be deep. See, this is the thing. God is a gentleman. He's not even going to force himself on anybody. But I promise you, when you invite, if you just learn how to invite him, Lord, come on. When you learn how to invite him in, see, you ain't got to browbeat your kids. You ain't got to beat them with the word. See, that's the reason why so many kids, that's the reason why we got so many, come on. Lord, you finna mess some of these people up. You finna mess them up. That's why we got so many kids that's running amok right now. This is why we got so many kids that's doing everything and everywhere, because we done sat there and we done beat the living daylights out of them with the word. We have made them feel like Lord, give me the word, because the word I got in my mind, we beat the daylights out of our kids, and we make our kids feel like they got to be perfect. And in actuality, you're not perfect. We still struggle, but we got to make God see. Our kids look at us, and think that we're hypocrites. Because watch this, we try so hard to be so good looking on the outside, ladies and gentlemen, but our cup is filled with dead man's bones. This is the reason why it's so important, my God. This is why it's so important that we got to learn how to live. We have to learn how to live the life to let our kids see. See, we got to let our kids see our stumbles and our victories. Because they're thinking in their mind, and I'm gonna tell you like this. This is what I learned. I learned this a long time ago dealing with my kids. They're not looking for you to make a mistake, but they looking for when you do make a mistake. They're looking at what you do when you do make the mistake. See, we have to teach our kids that we have seasons in our life. We gotta teach our kids that we have seasons. We gotta teach our kids that we got seasons, ladies and gentlemen. There's a time and a season for everything under the sun. We gotta teach our kids that we have seasons. Because the Bible says it like this. He said, train up a child in the way it should go, and when it's old, it shall not depart. That word teach simply means, watch this here. If you take the translation of the word, it says instruct. Instructors do one very important thing that I think that as parents we leave out as teachers. Instructors and teachers do something that I think as parents we leave out. They show the kid examples. Math problems, to show them how to answer their problems, they give them an example. English teachers, they show them a sentence and they break the sentence down. They give them an example. Science, biology, history, chemistry. Home ed. Examples. They give our kids examples. We trust our children with these teachers that some of them that don't even have an ounce of God in them to instruct our children. And we, the parent, we got to learn how to instruct our children so to the point to where they see the example and they live their life according to. They may not get it right away, but you notice what it says, train up a child in the way it should go. Train, teach, instruct. And when they get old, they won't depart from it. When we learn the importance, ladies and gentlemen, of how to instruct, when we get to the place to where we learn how to walk our season out, when we get to the point to where we learn how to trust God even when we can't trace him, when we get to the place in the season of our life to where we look at our circumstances and situations and see that not only is God able, God is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. We just got to learn how to trust in him. When we trust in him, baby, let me tell you something. It'll change your whole dimension of your life. every part of you, every inkling of you will be shifted, transformed, and changed. But let me help you. Let me bless you right quick. We got to introduce our world to our God. We got to introduce our world to our God. And when we do that, we'll be okay. We'll be okay, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be okay. Ecclesiastes 3 and 1. A time and a season for everything under the heavens. A time, a season, and a purpose for everything under the heaven. Don't become weary in well-doing. Because at the end of all of this, God will make a way. We just got to learn how to introduce our God. Introduce our situation to our God instead of presenting our situations, our God to our situation. To introduce our God to our situation instead of introduce our situations to our God. God already knows what you're going through. We just need to learn how to let our situation know, hey, whatever you got going on, you need to talk to him. Amen. Father, we thank you for this time of sharing your word. We thank you for strength. We thank you for health. We thank you for life. Father, we thank you for wisdom and power. Father, we thank you for revealing unto us that we need to walk fully into your presence. God, we understand. We understand and know that even in this, God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. We just have to learn how to trust you beyond what we see. Father, we thank you for wisdom. We thank you for life. We thank you for health. And we ask, God, that you would build us upon our weakened side. Strengthen us where we're weak. Give us understanding, wisdom, and knowledge in the time, God, in which we need. Father, we thank you right now, God, for doing what you do best, and that is be God and be big in our life. Father, we hope something was said or done today that was given to these your people to strengthen them, God, where they were weak. Build them up where they needed to be built up. God, and allow them to walk away better for which they came. Father, we thank you in advance, God. We glorify and magnify your mighty and rich name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, guys, we're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be right back. Remember, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Show me your face, fill up this space, my world needs you right now, my world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid, fill me with you. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face, fill up this space, my world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape.
Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. and God, please fix me. Let us see you right now. My world needs you right now.
That's why I'm not ashamed to say.
Anybody in here dependent on Jesus? I mean, like, totally dependent on Jesus. And there's no point without him. It's a waste of time without him, right? Yeah. Feel free to sing with us. The song is simple. It says,
tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. Can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. So here's my heart, here's my mind. I give you my soul, Lord. I need you to take control. 'Cause I tried it on, tried it on my own, but what I found is I can't make it.
I can make it. So tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you, Lord. I can't live without you. And Lord, I'm desperate tonight. I can't live without you. And I can't move without you, no. Oh, but I can't even breathe without you. But where would we be without you? Oh, where would we be without you? Lord, where would we be without you? Lord, I'm a lost cause without you. I can't even breathe without you, Lord. I can't even think without you, Lord. There's no need without you. Oh, so bad. What can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Come on, let's sing it out. Say, tell me, what can I do? I can't live. Oh, oh, I can't live. Come on, sing it out and say, whoa, oh, 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 oh. Lord, we're crying out for our hearts, 'cause we need you today. Oh,
make you put your phone down. Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe. 'Cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, 'cause we need a move. We need a move.
Let me do that verse again, baby.
And bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Oh, I will believe it. 'Cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do.
Thank you. heaven is coming. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. 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 Heaven is coming.
Amen. 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 It is the time that we come and we extend the invitation to Christ. We call this our Overcomer's Invitation, our Overcomer. Scripture that we use is Romans 10 and 9 that simply says this. It says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. You will be saved. You will be saved. Right in this moment, right in this time, right in this opportunity, if you would, for you to receive Christ, to receive Christ into your life right now. I invite you to receive this mighty word, to receive this strength, to receive this respiration, this power. In this moment, in this time right now, I invite you to lift up your hearts, lift up your heart, your minds, lift up your spirit right now and allow the power of God to rest, rule, and abide in and on your life right now. Very simple, not complex at all. It's just an understanding of trusting in him. Trusting in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Very simple, not complex at all, ladies and gentlemen. When you do this, it's simple. We're going to pray a prayer. We're going to pray a prayer, and as we pray this prayer, we ask that you would lift up your hands, lift up your hearts, lift up your minds, lift up your spirit on today, and just receive him for who he is in your life right now. He is your Lord. He is your Savior. He is your keeper. He is your watchman. He is everything that you need him to be right now, in that moment, in this moment, right now. We pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Lend me your hearts for a moment as we pray. Father, we thank you right now for your justified peace, your justified joy, your justified hope that lies within God, we know that all things are working together for the good of them who love you and who are the called according to your purpose. Father, we thank you for purpose being made manifest in their life right now. Those that are trusting in you, depending on you, leaning on you right now, in this moment, in this time, right now. Father, we pray, God, that you will move by your power and by your strength. God, and do what you do best, and that is be God and be big in their lives. Father, we thank you in advance, Lord God. God, as we pray this prayer, and we reinterject the scripture of Romans 10 and 9, as those that are under the sound of my voice, receive the Lord Jesus Christ as a Lord and Savior. They take this scripture as they lift up their hands as a sign of surrender, as we say these words, I confess with my mouth and I believe with my heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead and I am now saved. Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Father God, for stepping into their very situation and causing the enemy to become their footstool and life becoming their brand new right now in the mighty name of Jesus as they surrender their hearts and their minds unto you, Abba Father. And we thank you right now. We thank you. We thank you in advance for all things being made well. God, we pray for those that are missionaries and evangelists across this country, God, all our pastors and preachers and prophets, God, all of our apostles, God, all of those that are assigned, God, to do your will and do your way, those that are assigned, God, to go and preach this great gospel, God, across the country, God, we pray for them. We lift them up. We ask that you would touch them in a mighty way. Give them strength to overcome and to withstand every attack and every will and every wile of the enemy. God, give them the understanding that joy, peace, hope, and understanding, wisdom, and knowledge is made manifest in them even now as they walk after your faith, walk after your heart, walk after your mind right now. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we dismiss and dispel every circumstance and situation that the enemy has tried to use as a weapon against these, your people. God, we do not downplay who we are in you. God, we understand and we know, God, that we have been called for a time such as this. And so, Father, we trust you in the midst of, God, everything. And we believe you, Father God, for everything. And God, we thank you in advance for all things being made well. Father, we glorify, magnify, and edify your mighty and great name. For it is unto you, God, that we surrender our all. And we thank you in advance, Lord God. God, for strength, life, and health. God, in doing it again in the lives of each and every individual person. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank you guys for partnering up with us today. Those of you all that received Christ on this morning, let me give you three keys. The first one, get you a really good Bible. The second, find your church home. And thirdly, make sure that the person, the man or woman of God that is preaching that word, that you are under, the person that you have submitted yourselves to, make sure that that person's life line up with the word that they preach. Amen. Very simple, not complex, not complicated at all. But also that you live the life that needs to be lived according to the way that you walk after Christ, let their lives be the same way that you want to walk after Christ. Amen? Amen. Well, thank you guys so much again. Those of you all who would like to sow, you could do so by going to your Cash App, and it's WGC2020. That's $ WGC2020. You can also go to your Zelle, and the Zelle is 832-816-7997, 832-816-7997. And also you go to your PayPal, and that's paypal.me/worldwideGC. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwideGC. We look forward to you guys joining us again on tomorrow for our Wisdom and Word Wednesday. We look forward to you guys joining us on Thursday, our Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for our Freestyle Friday. God bless you. We look forward to you guys joining us. You guys have a great day.
right.